So we move on our topic of patient prayerful endurance. And as we go to verses 13 to 18, we find there that there are seven references to prayer, in some ways matching the seven references to patience and waiting and endurance in verses 7 to 12. And here we find another set of examples of people who should pray. They talk about the prayers of individuals, of the elders, of friends, and of the prophet Elijah. So how can we link what we have said about patient endurance to this topic of prayer? Well, I think that prayer is a critical way forward in situations demanding endurance. Perseverance and prayer were linked in chapter 1 of the letter, chapter 1, verse 4. It says this: "Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." We've had lots of warnings, haven't we, in this letter about what we say about the tongue. But here in these final verses of chapter 5, we have some recommended uses of the tongue. And verse 13 tells us that praying and praising God are good uses of the tongue. So the section opens with details of when we should pray. When should we pray? Well, are you in trouble? Pray. Are you happy? Sing songs of praise. Are you sick? Pray. And it's really saying that in all situations we find ourselves in, prayer is a suitable and indeed a recommended response. We have a God for all seasons, not just in the bad times, not just in the good times, not just when we're in trouble, but when things are just right, we should pray. We should pray to God and he will listen. And so firstly, we have the individual at prayer in these verses. And at a very basic level, it reminds us that we have the privilege of access into God's presence. We're not living in the days when only the high priest at certain times could dare to enter into God's presence. But through prayer, we as individuals can communicate with God. And then we see in verse 14 of chapter 5, the situation where prayer is made when someone is sick and the prayer of the elders is used. Now neither the sick person nor any of the elders is there to insist that his or her will be done. But in this situation, it's really putting the sick person within the total and eternal security of the unchangeable and unchangeably gracious will of God. And here again, we find a situation where it's important to say to God, "Your will be done." We heard this in our sermon last week when we were reminded to add the word "God willing" to our plans, DV, God willing, to what we think we might be planning for tomorrow or beyond. And in many ways, that should be our prayer in every situation. Sometimes we're at risk of imposing limitations on prayer by our lack of knowledge or perhaps by our limited range of possible outcomes that we might present to God, or by our sense of what we judge might be best. And God's range of possible answers to our prayers is in no way restricted by the possible answers that we might invite. "Your will be done" should be our prayer in every situation. We see too in verse 16, look down at your Bibles to verse 16, we see there that friends were at prayer in a spirit of reconciliation. It says there, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." And the verse is not suggesting that we should all get together and tell each other about our sins, but rather it means that we should confess to a person we may have sinned against and from whom we may wish to receive forgiveness. Living together as church, of course, brings strains and tensions. And James has picked up on this right through his letter. But if we have sinned against someone else, then in a spirit of reconciliation, we need to seek forgiveness and to heal that broken relationship. And then we move on to an example of another Old Testament character. This time it's Elijah, and we can think of the prophet at prayer, verses 17 to 18. Have a look at them in your Bibles. And it says there, we are just like Elijah. This is quite amusing, isn't it? Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years. And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. We are just like Elijah, it said. He was a human being, even as we are. Now, maybe that's where the similarities end. I don't know about you. But the point being made here by James is that we have the potential to have as effective a prayer impact as Elijah did. And the prayer, it says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Now, Elijah's prayer impacted whether it rained or not, and therefore whether the crops would grow or not, and whether people would have food to eat or not. Prayer is powerful. Prayer can get things done. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Man prays, God acts. Human prayer leads to divine results. And so James would tell us that all of life should be lived with immediate reference to God. Bring your joys to him in praise and your sorrows to him in prayer. So we've thought about prayers of the individual. We've thought about prayers of the elders, of the friends, and of Elijah. Patience and prayer. Someone has said that prayer involves the patience which awaits the divine response. Now, this theme of prayer is relevant at all times of year, of course, but this week in particular, we at Bellevue have a particular prayer focus with our big prayer day next Thursday. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity for us to come together across the city, across the generations to pray. And of course, we have much to pray for, and it would be great if the youngest in our church could join with the oldest in our church to pray during this historic period in our lives. And if you're in the scramblers or the climbers, make sure that you tune into one of these prayer sessions next Thursday. If you're an explorer or a mountaineer, make sure you're part of this. Meeting to pray is not just something that old people do. And I apologise to the old people who tune in to pray. But prayer is for the Bible Adventure Club as much as it is for the ladies' coffee morning. Could I put it that way? Prayer is for everyone. So we look forward with anticipation to Thursday and the big prayer day, and it will be exciting to see how God will answer our prayers as we join together as church to pray on Thursday. But there's one last point that James makes before he signs off. Verses 19 and 20 take us back to the importance of Christian care and fellowship. Now, a few weeks ago, I heard a helicopter outside and sirens as emergency vehicles zoomed past. And we looked out the window and saw a Coast Guard search and rescue operation taking place over Crammond Island. Someone had ignored the signs and headed out, not just the signs about the tide times, but the signs at the moment saying don't go out, and they eventually got cut off and needed to be found and rescued. And here James is saying to us as a church, you may need to carry out some search and rescue operations. Any of us can depart from the truth, but equally, any of us can be involved in the search and rescue operation. We all need to be looking out for others in the fellowship who need our help, who might be drifting or turning from God. And we can all help recover that person. Someday it might be us that needs that call from a fellow Christian. And perhaps today you're in the position to be making that call. So we ought to live, James says, we ought to live in a fellowship of care and concern, says James. So we've come to the end of James's letter. Patient, prayerful endurance, PPE, is the theme of the last few verses. He points them forward to a time when Jesus will return and the present troubles will be over and they will be with God forever. Now, this final song reminds us of that theme. It starts off sounding like a new modern song, but for those who love the old songs, hang on in there. You'll enjoy it as it moves through. Sing along with Matt Redman and this wonderful song, One Day.